into the evening, a high of just 6 degrees for tomorrow. Right now in downtown Vancouver, we're up a degree. We're at 2 degrees.
This is a News 1130 special report.
And today on Social Media Week, we're talking about the business side of things. Well, millions and millions of people are on Facebook and Twitter, but are they the gold mines they seem to be?
Natasha Neche-Davies is the director of social media for Peak Communications and joins us on the line. Thanks for joining us, Natasha.
Good afternoon.
Facebook and Twitter, wildly popular, but they're also free. So are they making money?
They are, and it depends on what your expectation is in terms of making money and who is making money from it. People go onto Facebook to share information with their peers around a common interest or a product. Now, it's up to the businesses and companies to figure out how to talk to those people, how to get those opinions and make them work for themselves. The other way is to find those conversations on Facebook and Twitter and how the businesses can attract those people in those conversations back to their website to get them to interested in their products.
Now, with all the people on both those sites, there is massive projected value. But would making them pay services kill them effectively?
Are you speaking about Facebook and
Twitter charging? Yeah, if they started to charge people monthly rates like that, would you see people turn away from it?
Yes. I mean, let's look back at the history of the Internet. Free simply is what made the Internet wildly popular. Money, paid content, and so forth doesn't work traditionally because people want free and quick access to information. As soon as Facebook and Twitter start charging to get access to these conversations, I think we'll see a really quick decrease in the activity on these social platforms.
So who seems to get it right now? Where is the actual money being made?
The actual money being made is from companies that know how to reach out to their customers and get them back to their websites or their Facebook pages because they have really simple, old-fashioned sales techniques such as printable coupons on Facebook or promotional codes that they can use to enter on e-commerce sites and get further discounts.
Now, a few years ago, there was the dot-com crash. After all these internet millionaires who lost their money basically overnight. Is there still a misconception about the internet being a magic wand for money?
I do think so. Let's also think back why the internet began. It was a quick and easy way to communicate with each other and trade information. Social technologies enabled all of us to be able to upload information, pictures, video, and other forms of content without being website designers. It's businesses that are trying to figure out how to use these social technologies to make money. And if they change the definition or broaden the definition of how to make money, they'll see that there's a lot of value in these social technologies. For example, it's not just about selling a product at the end of the day. It's about listening to conversations and getting feedback, not only on your products and services, but perhaps your competitors' products, and finding out how can you make your product better. That's really free research that exists and is out there. You just have to search for it.
So if there was one thing that people could take away from how to make money online or how to use social networking effectively in business, what would it be?
The first step, I would say, is to find out where your customers are, what they're talking about, and listen every day. And the second step I would recommend is to find ways to easily have your customers or prospective customers share content and information about your products.
Thank you, Natasha Neche-Davies, Director of Social Media with Peak Communications. And Social Media Week wraps up tomorrow when we look to the future of the online world. And if you've missed any of our guests this week, we've got them all archived at news1130.com.